Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed by the interviewees on the Upfront and the Prophetic radio show and those providing comments are theirs alone and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Upfront and the Prophetic radio show or any employee thereof. Upfront and the Prophetic radio show is not responsible for the accuracy of any of the information supplied by the interviewees.
Welcome to Upfront in the Prophetic, a production of People of Prophetic Power Ministries. Your hosts, Alan and Francine Fosdick, invite you to tune in to Upfront in the Prophetic every week, where it's natural living in the supernatural, and where the true prophetic is off the chain and right on. Alan and Francine are anointed prophetic ministers of the gospel who are raising up a supernatural generation for an end-time army of believers to establish and advance the kingdom of God with love, signs and wonders, miracles and prophetic abilities, which are needed for the last day harvest. Be prepared to call in with your questions and be ready to chat with their special guests from around the world. Their hunger and thirst for Jesus is radically infectious. Please join us now live with Alan and Francine on this edition of Upfront in the Prophetic. Catch the fire.
Incredible. Incredible. Omnipotent.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on Upfront and the Prophetic. Boy, I'll tell you what, we've got a broadcast for you today. Get on the phones, text everybody you know, email everyone you know. They're going to want to listen to this. What are we going to talk about today? Well, hydrogen water. Hey, is it really good for you or is it just hype? Well, we're going to find out more about this on this edition of Upfront and the Prophetic. And hey, if you want to know a little bit more about Upfront and the Prophetic, all you got to do is head on to upfrontintheprophetic.com or our YouTube channel, Upfront in the Prophetic, and subscribe as well as share and click the bell for notifications. And as soon as we have a broadcast up and running, oh my gosh, you'll be notified. So with us today, we have a gentleman that I was introduced to by Mark Taylor. And if you don't know Mark Taylor, well, we're going to have him on the air just in a couple days. So, oh boy, whew, you won't want to miss that one either. But Mark shared with us about this gentleman, Greg, the Hydrogen Man. And you know what? I had a lot of questions. I had a lot of concerns, had a lot of wow, is this really for real or not? And I thought, you know what? We've got to get him on the air and find out from the source. So with us today, woohoo, is, come on now, Greg, you're here with
Greg,
us,
the hydrogen guy.
Woohoo.
Hello,
oh, we are fired up. Hey, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I'm actually really excited. I'm really glad you guys found me. I'm really glad Mark, you know, referred me to you guys. And I can't wait to share all the information because there's actually a lot to share.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you, just, you know, listen to some of your YouTubes. And you know what? I want to give everybody your YouTube channel, too, which is Uprising 144K. And if you want to contact Greg, you can always go to Uprising144K@gmail.com. There's going to be a lot of information poured out to you today. Why? Because we care for you. And, you know, the ministry name is Upfront and in the Prophetic, and we are Upfront. We're going to educate you in those things that God is bringing forth to us to bring forth to you. So, you know what, Greg? You were going through a battle of your life. I mean, you were at death's door. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, of course, I never expected to have to go through anything like that. And I did, you know, obviously I started getting sick and my health was just continually getting worse. I was ignoring, I hate to say it, but I was kind of ignoring the symptoms. And then eventually they just got so bad that I was literally, I couldn't walk. I was in extreme pain. And 24/7. It just wouldn't let up. The pain pills that they would try to prescribe me would not even make a dent. They wouldn't even work. I mean, they had me on the morphine, the opioids. Nothing would work. And at one point, I mean, I couldn't even pick up because I was on the couch because I couldn't walk. And I couldn't even lift up a remote control to, like, change the channel on, you know, a television because my wrists and my joints hurt so bad. And they felt like with every little movement, I was just going to break. And you can imagine that for me, that was devastating because I've always been rather athletic. And so to go from being athletic and being able to do all these things to literally not being able to walk and being in extreme pain, it crushed me. It crushed me, you know, psychologically, physically, you know, emotionally, spiritually. I mean, just in every single which way. A lot of questions, you know. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? You know, no doctor had the answers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. And you were in the medical field as well. So, I mean, you must have really been like, what the heck? I mean, no one can, you know, diagnose. They don't know what the heck is going on. But, you know, hey, this is not psychological. This is really going on in my body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I did specialize in the medical field for over 20 years. And I know what they do there. I mean, I worked there long enough. I've worked with numerous specialists. And I knew what the medical industry has to offer. And, you know, I'm not going to say that they're all terrible because they have a few things that they can do that can help you. If you have a really bad infection, hey, you need antibiotics or whatever, you know. If you need a surgery to take something out, I totally understand that. But for the most part, I think that the majority of what they do is they don't really, I hate to say this, but they don't really help much because they're always giving you pills that just mask symptoms but not actually solve the problem. And to me, that's a big issue because, you know, I think like most people, we just want the problem solved. We don't want to just keep masking symptoms, you know, with pills.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So in my particular case, I just, you know, I was laid up and I thought to myself, I kind of made a promise actually. And I made my own little prayer all alone. I just said, you know what, if I ever find the answer, I'm going to share it with the world. And I made a promise, you know, to God. And, you know, eventually I did find something. I found multiple things, but the most powerful tool I've ever found is hydrogen. Hydrogen is unbelievable. And when I first started reading about it, because there's a lot of scientific evidence, it's not just something that somebody's making up, which a lot of people do that, but there's almost 2,000 scientific articles, you know, proving its legitimacy, that it's the real deal and that it's just amazing. So I researched it for years. It's kind of funny because people don't know this, but I'm actually a huge skeptic. So when I first read the evidence, I thought, this is too good to be true. This can't be the real deal. I must have read the evidence for almost 3 years. And after almost 3 years of reading all the scientific literature, I thought, you know what? If I'm on my deathbed and I feel terrible, then, you know, I'm going to try anything. And I spent a ridiculous amount of money trying all sorts of different things. And eventually I'm like, okay, I'm going to try this hydrogen thing. But it wasn't so easy because you couldn't just go to the corner drugstore and say, hey, I want some hydrogen. You know,
right.
It didn't work like that. So, man, it was so hard. And so I had to figure out what levels of hydrogen do we need? How do we use it in order for it to be therapeutic? You know, what are the pros, the cons? You know, what do I got to look out for? How exactly are they making it in these scientific studies? And these are questions that took me a lot of studying to figure out because nobody had the answers. In fact, I was looking on YouTube and nobody was talking about it because nobody really knew. And so that's why when I eventually figured it out, and I started using it, and then I started seeing what it could do. I mean, just see what it did for my father. I mean, my own father had really bad arthritis. He was in a lot of pain from that. He had moderate high blood pressure, moderate high cholesterol, and he was borderline diabetic, and he had glaucoma for over 30 years. And so he was one of my first guinea pigs, and we got him on hydrogen, and sure enough, with time, every single one of those symptoms went away. And, you know, it took about six to eight months for his arthritis, the borderline diabetes. Basically, everything was gone in about 6 to 8 months except the glaucoma. The glaucoma took – it's kind of a funny story because with his glaucoma, after the first year, he has to have his eyes checked every single year. And when he went to go get his eyes checked, I was all waiting eagerly for the response. I'm like, Dad, you know, what did they say about your glaucoma? And I remember him calling me and telling me, well, I still got glaucoma. So I was like, well, it helped with all the other stuff, right? So that was great. But with glaucoma, I guess it doesn't work is what I thought. Then the second year, he went to get his eyes checked because, again, he has to get them checked every year to make sure he won't go blind. Same result. They kept telling him, yeah, you got glaucoma. So I kind of gave up on the fact that hydrogen might help with glaucoma. But then on the third year, he called me and he said, "You're not going to believe this." I'm like, "Whoa." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "You know, I'm getting my annual glaucoma check." I'm like, "Yeah, I know, Dad. It doesn't work for glaucoma. I get it." He goes, "No, they just told me I don't have glaucoma anymore, and they can't believe it." I was like, "What?" So it was so amazing, you know, and they literally didn't even believe the results. So they retested them 4 times in the end. They just kept bringing them back because they said, "This is impossible. This has never happened before." So,
well, and they actually brought them to, and it is, it really is a miraculous thing. And I remember in our previous conversation, you talked about how, I mean, they were so skeptic that they were like, "Okay, we can't believe this. We're going to send you to this scientific like doctor that is like, he's the only one that will know if this is true or not." And even that doctor was like, "I've never seen anything like this before."
Right. Well, yeah. So you're right. What actually happened was, so they tested him. They showed it was negative. Then they said, "Come back." I think it was like 2 weeks or a month. He went back. They retested. Same result. They had him come back one more time. And they're like, "Man, they thought something was wrong with their equipment." And now after the third one, they said, "Just forget it. We're going to send you to the number one specialist that we know of." And it took almost 6 months to get that appointment because they use very different equipment. It's much more specialized. And by the time he was done with that appointment, he called me. And I'm like, "So what were the results?" And he goes, "Well, the doctor told me that technically I still have glaucoma. However, it is so tiny and almost undetectable to the point where I don't even need medication for it anymore." And the doctor was so confused because they've never seen anything like this. And they're like, "You know, we don't want you to go blind. We don't know what to think. So we're going to put you on the absolute minimum dose for your glaucoma for the time being. And we're going to recheck you in a year again." So that's kind of where it left off. And the doctor was just so confused because they said, typically glaucoma does not get better with age. And my father here is aging and he's in his 70s. And they're like, "Normally it just gets worse. Nobody gets better." You know, it's crazy.
Yeah,
so
that is
exciting.
Crazy.
You know, he never did tell them about the hydrogen. You know, he doesn't talk about it much.
I'd be shouting from the rooftops, that's for sure. And one thing that's really cool that you mentioned here is that, you know, a lot of people, when, let's say you gain all this weight, right? And it's taken how long for you to gain all that weight, but yet now you finally come to the realization that you want the weight like all gone instantly. But what you pinpointed here that I want the listeners to know is that a lot of things started happening quite rapidly, but some of the bigger things like the glaucoma with your dad took some time. So are you seeing that over time, even more things are happening?
Yes. So that is a really important key point because my observation, because I've been working with hydrogen for years, so I've learned a lot throughout the years. I have a lot of experience. And what I've noticed is, first of all, depending on how long somebody's had whatever condition they have, typically dictates how long it takes for them to get better. So my dad had his glaucoma for over 30 years, and it took 3 years before they would tell him, "Hey, it's undetectable." But he was using hydrogen daily. So I just assume that what was happening was hydrogen was doing its thing, you know, in his body little by little. But it, you know, it took my dad years to probably get glaucoma. You know, this whole thing was brewing in his body, but he didn't know, you know. And that's the way it is with a lot of diseases. People don't realize that it's happening daily in your body until it presents itself as some type of symptom, you know, until it's detectable, you know.
Yeah, so true.
So that's why with hydrogen, you know, when you make hydrogen, there can be a lot of byproducts that are not good. So it's really important because one of the things I learned about hydrogen, I mean, I could talk about hydrogen for hours and hours, but eventually when I talk to people, they're like, "Okay, so obviously the science is amazing. How exactly do I need to use it or make it?" And that right there is a whole other conversation in itself, because you have to have proper levels in order for it to work properly. You have to have a proper protocol in order for it to work properly. And you got to make it really clean, because there's so many ways to make it that are not clean. And you really, I don't recommend to do that, because hydrogen's for the long term. It's not something you just use for a day. It's something that you kind of use every day. But the beautiful thing is that you dissolve it in water primarily. So, I mean, who doesn't drink water? Or at least you should be.
Right.
But, you know.
Exactly. So. Exactly. Well, you know, and that's the key thing that I want everybody to know, too, is that you have a protocol and you are available for anyone and everyone who is interested in hydrogen. And I mean, and there's a lot of, we're noticing that there's hydrogen pills out there now and other machines, but not
yes.
all machines are the same. I mean, there is a huge, huge difference. But I wanted to make a point that you, mm-hmm. and I don't know anyone else that is doing this, but you will coach them through it and guide them and I mean, through symptoms, what they have. And I want to make note too, you know, to everybody listening, that what happens, you know, we're not here making medical claims, but what I am here stating is
right.
that when you take in something that your body is lacking, it heals itself. So just note that. But I want to thank you
yeah.
for just, you know, having the protocols down for people. But what is the difference from, you know, what God showed you and then all these others that are out there?
Yeah, so basically, this is what happened. So once I realized that it appeared, based on the science, that hydrogen's quite remarkable, I'm like, okay, how do I get this stuff, you know? Because I don't think a lot of people really understand what hydrogen is. And for the longest time, I was still a little confused. I'm like, well, what exactly is hydrogen? And ironically, it ended up leading me to scripture. It's all over scripture. We just couldn't see it. We didn't think about it. And once my eyes were opened by understanding what this was, I began to realize this is a huge game changer. I believe it's going to change the world, to be honest. I really think that hydrogen is going to do so many things for people, from health to energy. It's clean. It's unbelievable. And so then I started researching, okay, how do I make it? And everything I kept reading was these odd byproducts that would be created when you created hydrogen. So I'm like, how in the heck do you create it without a byproduct? How can you make it safe? Because here's the interesting thing about hydrogen. Hydrogen is most likely the most purest substance known to man. There is nothing cleaner than hydrogen. It's so clean because you can literally overdose on just about anything. I mean, you drink too much water, you'll die. I mean, that's anything you take too much of, you will die. Even oxygen, you get too much oxygen, it's not good for you. But hydrogen, you can take in such ridiculous amounts of hydrogen and it won't hurt you. I mean, it's really remarkable. So then my research led me to Japan, because Japan is the number one in hydrogen research in the world. And they just had more knowledge than anybody. They discovered all this. And there was, interestingly enough, it's an interesting story. There was a gentleman over there who works for the number one hydrogen company in the world. And they basically had the same belief system that I did, which is, hey, we want people to get clean hydrogen. We want people to get the proper levels. They spent a ridiculous amount of money trying to develop the best machine in the world, which basically gives you the two things you want. You want the best hydrogen water, and then you want hydrogen gas inhalation, because they both affect you in different ways. And in the process of developing this unit, he has a daughter, and his daughter has ALS. She was born with Lou Gehrig's disease. It's a very sad story.
Mm.
And his poor daughter, they told him she would not live. She'd be lucky to make it to 5 years of age. And so I'm sure, as any parent out there, you know, this would be devastating. And she was getting chronic lung infections every 1 to 2 years. Oh, I'm sorry, every 2 to 3 months, every 2 to 3 weeks, she was getting really bad lung infections. And he began to realize that hydrogen was giving her great benefit and was stopping these infections. And so he said, when we've developed the best machine there is, it has to have a hydrogen inhalation option, because that obviously goes directly to your lungs. It goes straight to the brain, you know, and whatnot. So he really wanted that to be part of the machine. So the more I researched, it led me to these guys. It led me to them, and I had all these questions, and they knew more about hydrogen than anybody I've ever talked to. Because a lot of these companies that sell pills and all these kind of garbage products, they don't really know much about hydrogen. I mean, these Japanese knew more than I did, and I knew more than anybody else I'd ever talked to. And these guys literally, in Japan, they were literally talking to scientists. They knew the top scientists that were working on hydrogen research. And they also collaborated with the top engineers in all of Japan to develop this best unit. I mean, they did so many things that were the first ever done in the industry. And they still do things to this day that nobody else does. They have patented technology. I mean, the device that they use to make the best hydrogen there is really remarkable. And so that's obviously what I'm using. And the results, you know, you get so many better results from doing it properly. It's a game changer, you know.
Sure.
So that's ultimately what led me to this Japanese device. But go ahead.
Yeah, you know, we've heard a lot about the benefits of oxygen. Actually, they even have like these oxygen bars, they call them, you know, where you just go hook up and,
yes,
and just, you know, inhalate or drink, you know, oxygenized water and so forth. And I never knew that, yes, actually the hydrogen is so much better because one is oxidative. And share a little bit about that, because there's a huge difference.
Man, it's a huge difference, and you're really hitting the nail on the head. I'm surprised that we've known about oxygen all these years, but nobody ever thought about hydrogen. And it's almost difficult to explain, but the best way that I could think of it is this. Water is H2O. It's literally two things. It's H2, which is hydrogen, and it's O, which is oxygen. Oxygen actually oxidizes. And so is there benefit from oxidation? Yeah, there's some benefit because we need oxygen to burn, like to burn fuel, you know, like a car needs oxygen to do that. And we do need oxygen to some extent. But what you don't realize is that in our atmospheric pressure where we basically live, we're always breathing between around 20 to 22% oxygen. But you're not breathing in any hydrogen. You're just breathing in oxygen. And so although we need it, we don't necessarily need a ton of it. In fact, if you ever look at the oxygen research, the benefits are short-lived. You literally would get benefits for about a week, maybe 2 weeks, and that's about it. You begin to plateau. And the big issue is this. This is, if you really look at pro athletes and the really smart trainers and the people who really know their stuff, they don't typically give their athletes more oxygen. That's a huge misnomer. They actually do the opposite. They limit their oxygen. In fact, just think about like hyperbaric chamber therapy or high altitude training. High altitude training is less oxygen, and they put you in hyperbaric chambers to simulate high altitude. And the reason they do this is because when you limit the oxygen, your body will adapt, and your body will adapt by making more red blood cells. So now you have more red blood cells that can absorb oxygen, and they do this because there's less oxygen in the environment. You know, when you're simulating high altitude, now you got more red blood cells, and then when you put them in normal atmospheric pressure, basically their body is now being able to take in more oxygen, and they can burn more, so they're able to, you know, have greater performance. But hydrogen, on the other hand, is a whole other ballgame, because oxygen is oxidative. Hydrogen has been shown to be antioxidative, but it's not just a normal antioxidant. It's a very unique antioxidant that has never been seen before. It's selective in nature, which is really wild, because it literally can go in your body and it just selects what should be antioxidized and what shouldn't be, because you don't want to go in your body and just antioxidize everything. We need a certain level of oxidation, but there's a lot of oxidation in our body that really doesn't need to be there, and it causes all sorts of problems. They call it ROS, reactive oxygen species, and this is literally responsible for even things like cancer. It's responsible for the aging, you know, people when they age. And you know what's interesting? This is an interesting statistic I would often see when I was working in the medical field. What I saw was that if you take somebody's lifespan, let's just say it's, I don't know, 75 years roughly, and you see their life expectancy, if you see the amount of money that they're going to spend in their whole lifetime in medical expenses, what you actually see in statistics, they will spend 90% of all the money that they'll ever spend in medical expenses in the last 10 years of their life. So what that clearly shows you is that with age comes medical problems, okay, as we get older. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And so that's just kind of a clear thing that is showing you that with aging. So to me, it only makes perfect sense that whatever would be out there that would be able to help us with a lot of different medical issues, whatever's out there would also happen to be anti-aging. Well, guess what? Hydrogen happens to be anti-aging. In fact, one of my favorite pieces of information I found in Japan, there was a company that did a study on a guy where they took his blood, and you can literally tell a person's age, roughly their age, by looking at their blood. So they pull his blood, they do the testing, they see what his age is, they put him on a specific level of hydrogen for a whole year. They tested his blood after a year, and guess what? His blood was 5 years younger.
Wow.
After 1 year of using hydrogen. So, you know, it only made sense to me. I'm the one who put all this together because nobody ever talks about this stuff. And I'm like, oh my goodness. The one thing that helps you with so many different ailments obviously would be anti-aging also. And I can go into why it does that and all that, but, you know, that would be another long conversation.
Well, I love it because I know that the listeners are asking questions about that as well. And, you know, one thing that I've noticed,
sure,
too, is that a lot of people, you know, have no problem buying a new car, buying a new cell phone, you know, taking a trip or doing this or that, but yet they won't spend the money on their body. And
I
with
know.
Health,
and it,
yeah, I mean, what's
know.
Up with that?
You know, it's an interesting thing, and I think this is what it is, because, you know, to be really honest, I went through the same thing. So I gotta be upfront with you. You know, I was never spending money really on my health, and it's like a lot of things. You don't know what you have until it's gone, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the sad truth of it. And we really should value our health a lot more than what we do. And it's unfortunate for me, but in a way, I only hope that my suffering and what I went through will help other people. That's the reason I'm doing this whole thing. This is the reason I'm actually doing your show too, you know, because I felt the calling to say, hey, if my life and my suffering meant something, you know, and what I discovered from it, I have to share that with others. I have to let them know what I discovered. So that way my life and the suffering that I went through was not for nothing. You know, it was for something. And I've already helped a lot of people. I've been working with people for years. And I mean, I love it when I get emails or their phone calls and they're like, this absolutely changed my life. I've been seeing doctors. You know, I just talked to a lady actually about 4 or 5 months ago who actually sent me an email 2 days ago. She was suffering from CFS, you know, chronic fatigue syndrome, and it was terrible. Mm. And she had spent a small fortune going to all these MDs and doctors and naturopathic doctors and trying all these, you know, garbage products and a lot of supplements and all this kind of stuff, never really getting any results. And she finally found my channel, which lately is really hard to find. If you guys ever want to find it, you know, you go to YouTube and just type in Uprising 144K, because for some odd reason, and I don't want to get all like into the conspiracy stuff, but ever since Mark started talking about my channel, it's been highly suppressed. I mean, even I can't find my own videos. And that's very, very odd, you know, because before they used to pop right up, you know.
Sure.
So ever since people are talking about me, things are getting, you know, worse and harder to find me. But in the end, she ended up getting amazing results after her and I talked, because I do these consults now. You know, of course, as we stated before, I'm not giving anybody any medical advice or anything. I'm just sharing with them the types of things that I would do or that I've done that really provide a lot of benefit. And I shared this info with her, and I started charging $99 to do these consults, because I mean, I go to work every day. This was not my normal job. And so when I was going to work every day and I started getting emails from everybody and getting people referring people to me because of their great results, I ended up being on the phone literally 7-8 hours out of the day, and I couldn't get to work. You know, I was busy. So I ended up starting to have to charge. I used to do it for free because I just want to help everybody, you know?
Sure.
And I wish to be honest that I was independently wealthy and I could just help everybody for free, because that's what I would really love to do. But if there's people who can't afford it and who are sick, I still help them for free. So I'll talk to them. And then, you know, it's kind of like a sliding scale. If people can afford it and they're fine, then that's fine, you know. But if they can't, I'm never going to keep anybody from the knowledge that's going to help them. You know, I'm not going to do that. So
yeah, I love that.
Anyway, back, you know, going back to your original question, which now I'm trying to remember what it was. Do you remember what it was?
A lot of people, yeah, a lot of people end up spending so much money on, you know, other things, like phones and so forth, but then they leave their health off to, you know, the side. And with this machine, I mean, it's so different than what's out there. I mean, like you said, the pills don't work. A lot of machines are not inhalation. It's just drinking the water.
Right.
And really, you need the both, and it's so well worth it. And, you know, I have to be upfront with you all. You know, biblically, you know, the Bible says not to worry, you know, to rest in Him. And, you know, He takes care of all things. And yet there are things around us that cause worry and so forth. And for myself, with my sister passing, my brother-in-law passing, just job situations and everything, my body went through such stress that now it's in a place where it needs this. And God brought me to Greg, I believe, through Mark, for this this whole program, this whole protocol. And I believe there's so many other people out there that are, have compromised immune systems, autoimmune diseases, and so forth, that this would really help. And that's why I really wanted you to share the power of the water, because we know, as you mentioned, Greg, the word talks about flowing, the rivers flowing with living water. I mean, this water, the hydrogen,
yes,
is living, isn't it?
Yes, it's actually quite interesting. There's so many Bible verses now that I've come to find, like I believe it was Hebrews 4:12, where it says the word of God is alive and active. And the reason that I found that so amazing is because in Japan, that's literally what they call hydrogen. They call it active hydrogen. And the reason they call it active is because it moves. It's like vibrating. It's very, very active. It's full of energy. People don't realize that there's so much energy in hydrogen. And we are literally hydrogen machines. People don't realize that. But we were talking about oxygen earlier. We breathe in oxygen, but we don't really breathe in oxygen in our atmosphere. In fact, we don't even take it in from the outside. Usually, hydrogen in our bodies is literally made inside. So that's different. It's made in your gut. But as you age, you make less and less of it. And it's literally at the core of how our whole body works. This is what science is learning, that hydrogen is at the core. This is one of the reasons that I've noticed. Have you ever noticed that people who take antibiotics, the antibiotics will oftentimes make them feel like lethargic and kind of tired?
Sure.
I don't know if you've ever noticed that. But if you think about it, antibiotics literally just destroy your gut flora. And your gut flora is literally what's producing the hydrogen. And so then you wonder, why don't I have energy? I'm eating plenty of, you know, food. You know, I'm getting lots of sugars and carbs and proteins. Why am I so lethargic? It's because you're a hydrogen machine. And I mean, when they use hydrogen, for example, with athletes, this is really fascinating in Japan, actually. Whenever you do a scientific study, if you get 80% success rate, that is just deemed a complete success. But when they used hydrogen on these professional soccer players in Japan, they got 100% success rate, meaning that every single one of those players had improved performance. I mean, that was like unheard of. They're like, wow, with no side effects. The aging aspect, which is probably a good side effect. I think most of us like that one. But that's
absolutely
literally the only side effect. As long as you make it cleanly, though, again, that's something I can't emphasize enough. And you were hitting a really good point that I really would like to touch on. I mean, the device that I use is amazing, but, you know, you have to remember. I mean, yes, the device is cool, but the device is not really the magic, because the water, the magic is the hydrogen. The magic is what they talk about in all of Scripture. The device is just specifically designed and has gone through extensive engineering to literally extract the magic out of the water, to extract this hydrogen, to dissolve it in a certain way, to make the nanobubbles, to make it clean and safe without byproducts. So the machine's awesome, but the real magic is the water, the thing that's all over Scripture, you know. So I don't know if that kind of clears things up, but, you know, the magic is water. You know, we just didn't know how to use it properly, and hydrogen's locked in there. It's like a key that we had to unlock. And this machine helps unlock that key, you know. So I hope that kind of clarifies things. But, yes,
yeah,
the device is amazing.
It really, really does. You know, it's just amazing to me how the pharmaceutical companies have basically hidden a lot of these new technologies that have been out there or, you know, becoming out there. And, I mean, my gosh. And I know that you all were having some issues, too, with some of the pharmaceutical companies here in the U.S. trying to block this product from coming in. And you have to think about it. Why would they do that? You know, why? Well, because it would be hitting their pockets. That's why.
It was unbelievable. I mean, before I even met Mark, because he found me. And he came to me, and before I ever found him, I wasn't really a huge conspiracy theorist kind of guy, but ever since we started talking and everything that's been happening since he mentioned this, the hydrogen in this device, it's been so unbelievable that now I'm like, you know what? There is something going on. There is some conspiracy going on, and it's not right, because they're trying to keep healing from people, and it really bothers me. You know, it bothers me that anybody would want somebody to be sick, because I've been sick. And it is the most terrible feeling ever, And it just makes you so sad. It breaks you. You can't be, you know, your radiant self. You can't share your love with other people. You know, it reminds me of that particular verse in the Bible. You know, when you look at the Ten Commandments, I believe it's the second one where it just says, love your neighbor, you know, as yourself, you know.
Yeah.
And you need to be at your best if you're going to be able to really, you know, share that love. I know when I was sick, look, I'm going to be really honest with you guys. When I was sick, I wasn't happy. I wasn't spreading the love. You know, I was on a couch thinking I'm going to die and I'm in so much pain and I can't even walk and I can't work and I can't help others. I can't do anything to be good to my neighbor. But then it took me on a whole spiritual journey, which is what's really interesting, because I didn't expect that at all. I didn't expect a spiritual journey out of this. But in the end, what I realized was I needed to heal my body. I needed to figure out how to heal it. And I just did so much. I dumped everything I had. In fact, this is kind of, I don't know if I'm giving up too much information here, but I spent between $250,000 to $300,000 because on things. I was trying to find the answer. I was trying all the supplements. I was talking to different naturopaths and different doctors. And I was spending money right and left. And that was my life savings. That was everything I had. I even sold my home because I thought, what good is life if I'm sick and I'm ill and I'm in pain, you know? So I was willing to do it. And in the end, to be honest, the answer I figured out is probably less than $5,000. Because what you really need, these are the specific things you need are this. You need clean water. Because water these days, there's so many things in it. It's crazy. You need a really good water filter. And I take a step further. You know, I do it kind of the way God's creation does, which is I distill the water after I filter it. You know, I observe God's creation a lot in order to find the answers. That's what I personally came to. And when I say his creation, I mean nature. And I was thinking, okay, he created the heavens and the earth. Okay, how does earth clean its water? And then I realized it was the sun hits the ocean. It heats up the water. Only purity rises, which is very interesting. You know how you read a lot in the Bible about people who've ascended, whether it was Elijah, Jesus ascended, and all these different biblical people who have ascended. Only purity rises. That's the weird thing I've noticed. And if you look at hydrogen, it is the only thing. It is such a light molecule that it literally will just rise and rise all the way back to the heavens. There's nothing that does that. It's the only thing that will rise all the way back to the cosmos, to the heavens, to outer space, which is so weird, right?
Yeah.
But it's the only thing that does that, you know? And so you turn water, you know, and you take the steam that the heat creates from the sun on the ocean, and then it comes down as either snow or rain. And I don't know if you remember that old saying, something about like pure as white as snow or something.
Yes. Yes.
You know? But snow is pure. It is clean. It's actually our atmosphere, because of all our pollution, that ends up dirtying it. But if it wasn't for a dirty atmosphere, that snow water is literally distilled water. It's super, super clean. And then it comes down the mountain and it collects minerals, you know, from the rocks, you know, as it flows down the river, which interestingly enough, where did people get baptized in those days? Like Jesus himself, he got baptized in a river, right? And this is because you got the pure water flowing down the mountain. You know, and the mountain's important too, because think about all the different interesting biblical scriptures about the mountains. Like, let's see, Moses, when he talked to God, he was up at the mountain. When Jesus gave his best talk, he was at, given the Sermon on the Mount. You know,
yeah.
And so the mountain, there's this correlation between, you know, the waters, the rivers, the mountain, you know, even the ocean itself, but just water in general. And we didn't realize that the answer has been there all along. I mean, it's H, 2, and O. But if you look at O, oxygen's interesting. Oxygen does not rise. In fact, you fill up a balloon with oxygen, it'll just drop to the ground because it's not only heavier than hydrogen, but it's also, well, it is not even as clean either. It's 20 to 30% larger than hydrogen. And we do need a certain level of oxidation for everything to work. You know, I think one of the better examples that I thought of, it's actually an interesting Bible verse also. You remember that whole verse about, I believe it had to do with giving 10%, and everybody was thinking, you give 10% to the church. You remember that one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But if you look up that verse, I believe from what I recall, that verse is actually about farming, where you take 10% of it and you give it back to the soil and it gives you tenfold. So if you ever look at a tree, like I was literally walking by an apple tree yesterday eating fresh apples off of it. And it had all these old apples that were falling off the tree and decomposing around, you know, around the base of it. But all those apples that are dying on the base actually feed the soil so that it will give you more fruit the next time, you know? just kind of like when we compost. Have you ever thrown a bunch of old fruits and vegetables into the compost pile and it's composting and it builds all these nutrients for the soil, you know?
That's right.
And so we do need a certain level of death, but it's like a ratio. You know, you need probably 10%, because I'm just guessing that because of scripture. You know, you need a little bit of death, but then you need mostly life, right? We need mostly 90%, you know, energy and life. You know, and even if you look at the ratio of water, it's H2, so you got two hydrogens and only one oxygen. So you got more life there than death, you know, and that seems to be the ideal ratio. So there's all these little, all these little secrets hidden within scripture that we just haven't realized. I mean, I never realized it either. You know, this whole path is, you know, it's really taken me down a very interesting road, but now I'm very adamant about sharing it with people because I don't want people to suffer. I've been there, and suffering is just, it's so terrible, and it's so sad, and it makes me sad that there's people out there who put, you know, their greed, like the pharmaceutical companies, like they'd rather make a profit than people be healthy and happy. It's like, come on, what did the Bible tell us? Love your neighbor as yourself? Is that what you would want for yourself? No way. I know they don't want that for themselves. Why would they want it for us, you know?
Exactly.
It does bother me.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. It's destiny. You know, it reminds me of destiny. There you were, just, you know, you talked about how can you love your neighbor, you know, if you're really not even loving yourself at that moment. You know, you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And, you know, God is all given us a destiny. I mean, look at, you know, what is the verse? Jeremiah 29:11. You know, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. What? To prosper you, right? And not to harm you and to give you hope and a future. Well, laying in the bed is definitely not a future that, you know, anyone is looking to accomplish, you know, by staying in bed all the time. And so this is a solution, a biblical solution here, you know, to, I mean, my gosh, you said something that really hit me. H2O, hydrogen has two atoms, you know, I mean,
yep.
Not one,
H2.
But two. Wow. Double for the trouble, you know, boom, let's get it done.
Yeah, and if you want to understand that, what the scientific term is, they call it molecular hydrogen. So molecular hydrogen is H2. I mean, it's one of the same, you know.
Wow.
You know,
okay.
And I think one of the other important points, you know, you hit a really important point too that I would love to touch on. It is very biblical in nature also. You were saying, why don't people want to spend money on their health, right? Why would they just rather be like, ah, forget it, I'm going to go drink the soda pop and, I don't know, eat the gigantic steak or whatever it is. But here's the thing. I don't think they realized that. Remember what scripture said about the body, that it is a temple. It's a temple of God.
It is.
You know,
the temple.
Do you think God wants to be filled up? Does he want to be filled up with Twinkies and soda pop? I mean, is that the food he created? No, that's what man created.
Exactly.
You know? And was this, were these companies with the best of intentions for us? I don't think so. You know, he made our food. He gave us all these fruits, all these vegetables, all these nuts, all these seeds, you know, and fermented foods are amazing for us too. He gave us so much. And we think that to love God is, you know, I don't know what people think sometimes actually, because they don't realize that to love God is to respect his creation. He created this body, this temple. You know, we should respect it. He gave us this beautiful planet Earth. We should respect it, you know, and he gave us each other, and we should respect and love each other. Just like the scripture says, you know, love your neighbor as yourself, you know.
Exactly.
And so it's all there. And this is what happened to me. You know, when I went from not really valuing my body, unfortunately, you know, I just ate whatever I wanted. My motto was, I eat whatever I want and I exercise. That was literally just my motto. But when I got sick, I changed dramatically. When I realized the importance of purity, I mean, isn't there some verse like cleanliness is godliness, or somebody said that
cleanliness,
along the line.
Mm-hmm. Cleanliness is godliness.
Godliness.
Yeah, and even the Bible talks about the leaves of the trees that were for healing of the nations. You know, I mean, he's used even the herbs and different things, you know, but yet the pharmaceutical companies want you to go to the, you know, the genetically modified and the Twinkies and stuff. You know why? So that they can get you back in, right back into the doctor's office, prescribing another medication that, you know, then you get a reaction which needs another, you know, medication.
Another pill.
But sorry,
yeah,
I go off
what?
On that,
oh,
but you know, it's true.
No, I was kind of laughing about it too, because I'm like, you know, I don't think Scripture said, and the pills will be for the healing of the nations.
Right.
You know, there is no talk about these pills in Scripture. You know. And so one of the things I did learn, we're talking about cleanliness and godliness, but this is literally one of the things that opened my eyes. I started realizing not only how much hydrogen purifies, by the way, because it does purify. In fact, one of the latest researches shows that it can help the body eliminate glyphosate out of the body, which is Roundup, which is a pesticide that is the most widely used pesticide in the world. And over 90% of our food has it in there. I mean, we're all consuming pesticides all the time. I mean, it breaks my heart because they're making us sick. I mean, they're doing this to us, and that's why, I know people don't like to hear it, and I didn't like to hear it either, but if we're honest, I'm like, guys, you got to eat organic food as much as possible, you know, and I know it's more expensive, but you know what? Buy less of it. Eat less. I mean, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do, because you're better off having less good food than an abundance of bad food that you probably end up wasting at some point anyway, you know, and
yeah,
I personally think it's important to support the farmers too. The ones that they're not being subsidized, they're not getting help from the government to grow food, and they still make that effort to make that organic food for us. I think that we should value the farmers and vote with our dollars and say, hey, I'm going to support the organic farmer, even though it's hard. I mean, it's hard for me too, but I always try to buy organic anytime I can, you know, because it supports those people who are trying to do the right thing. And there was actually a really interesting study. If anybody's on Twitter, I put the video up on Twitter. It was so cool. There was a lady and her husband, and they had, I believe, 2 or 3 children. And they did they were asking the mother what kind of food she buys. And she's like, oh, I don't buy organic or, you know, non-GMO. It's just too expensive. And they did a urine and blood test, and they showed the levels of pesticides in her and her children and her husband. And then they had them go organic for, I think it was 2 to 4 weeks. And then they redid the test, and the levels of pesticides had dramatically dropped. It was like over 90%. It was huge. And so when she saw that difference, she goes, oh my God, these are my children. You know, I don't want them to get sick. We know pesticides aren't good for us. And so now she's all organic. And it was a great video because it really showed you the visual. And so it's really important that if you want healing, people don't realize that the majority, I'm not going to say everybody, but I would say the majority, I would say easily over 90% of people who are sick, it's something that we're doing to ourselves. We just don't realize it. It's the food we're eating. It's the water we're drinking. It's the air we're breathing, you know, and people don't realize that. But, you know, so that's one of my personal protocols when I talk to people. Typically, what I end up telling people is I figure out what they're consuming. I'm like, look, you got to not consume this, not consume that, consume these things. And we find healthy alternatives that are still delicious. You know, we still want to enjoy our food. It's not like I tell them to eat kale all day. It's not, that's not fun, you know. But we do have, you know, but you can still have a good time and enjoy things, you know, and you just have to eliminate certain things. And then your secret weapon is literally hydrogen. I mean, hydrogen is, I mean, I think it was that verse that I brought up earlier about Hebrew 4:12. I believe it said something along the lines that it's like, it talked about like, what was it? God's weapon is like sharper than a double-edged sword, and it can penetrate anything. And it literally sounded like they were talking about hydrogen. I mean,
hydrogen.
You would have thought, what do you mean? You know, so I don't know if you want to hear the whole verse. I could pull it up maybe.
Yeah, I was just going to go look for it myself. I mean, that's horrible. I should know it right offhand here.
Well, it says right here. It says, for the word of God is alive and active. I mean, that literally right there, out there describing hydrogen.
Wow.
Active hydrogen. It's full of life.
Yeah.
And then it goes, it's sharper than any double-edged sword, which is interesting because hydrogen, by the way, is the tiniest thing known to man, and it can penetrate even to the deepest parts of your body. And look at the very next part of that same verse. It says, it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. So it literally can penetrate the deepest parts of the body for healing, you know? And it's really amazing. I even have some really it's just a theory because it's not proven scientifically. Actually, no, I take that back. It might be proven scientifically. Because I believe that when we do things like prayer, for example, it's literally the hydrogen that's reacting to our prayer. And I know that sounds weird, but let me give you a great example. Have you ever heard of a guy named Masamuru Emoto? Japanese gentleman.
Emoto sounds familiar, but I don't know about the first part.
You know, Masaru Emoto, I believe, but most people have actually heard his story. This was a guy who was doing experiments with water. We're back to water again. And what he proved, and everybody thought he was crazy, even Harvard thought his research was garbage until 10 years after the fact they realized that it was legitimate. It was just so out there that they had a hard time believing it, kind of like hydrogen. But what he was showing was that if you talk to water, if you play music to water, if you put positive or negative images on water, and then he would flash freeze the water, and with a microscope, he could see images within the water. And he wrote a book. It's called The Hidden Messages in Water. And it's so impressive because you could say these really nice words to water and then it would make these beautiful images. And then you'd say ugly words and it would make these ugly images. And what he ultimately proved is that water has a form of memory and that it is reacting. And think about it this way. You're primarily made of water, right?
That's primarily right. Made
of water. So if I say something ugly to you, I think you're going to feel it. And if I say something really nice, like, you know, Francine, you're an amazing person. It's been a pleasure to, you know, talking with you even today. And we spoke before and you're amazing. And I love you because I love that you're trying to do good things for people because that's what I believe in. I believe in let's be good to each other, just like scripture says. Let's do what Jesus said. Love one another, you know?
Amen.
That's what we should be doing. That's why I'm sharing this information. That's why I'm taking my time to do this, because I have to share this knowledge because almost nobody out there knows about it. I mean, literally, almost nobody knows this powerful information, you know? And so that's my part. You know, this is my purpose, and this is what I'm doing, and this is probably why I became sick. Who knows, you know? But I had to learn the hard way, I guess, as you'd say sometimes. You know what I mean?
Well, I believe that sometimes... You know, I want to answer that question, God does not make anyone sick. But what I do believe is that he knows all things. And just like what you said, the things that we ate or the things that we did to our body over time can make the body sick. And but with that, you know, it's the Romans 8 thing, you know, that all things work together for good for those who love him. And, you know, so all this worked together and you grew in this, Greg, you know, you grew closer to the Lord. And now it's like a ministry. You are ministering the living water to God's people. This is a necessity that we all need. So, I mean, this is powerful. This is absolutely powerful, and we can go on and on. I do want you to share a couple stories with us. I mean, there was one that you shared that just really hit me because cancer to me is such a demon. And there was this 8-year-old child. And tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one's a really sad story. This gentleman contacted me months ago, and he has a son, and his son, I believe, is 7 or 8 years old, and he was diagnosed with a really rare form of cancer. I mean, super rare, and they told him, your son has no chance. I mean, your son's going to die, and that's just, you know, the way that it is, and we're really sorry about that. And it was such a bad cancer that the doctors really weren't even going to give any treatment. They told them, look, there's no point. The chemo's not going to help with this. And that's just the way that it is. So the father began to look for natural stuff. So he was going to naturopathic doctors. This poor guy, I mean, he's such a nice guy, and he's really been suffering through this. And I just feel terrible for him. But he was taking his son to all these different types of alternative treatments, which a lot of them were making him sick. A lot of people don't realize that the majority of treatments are oxidative in nature. So, you know, it's making this boy sick. You put him on some type of natural type of almost chemotherapy. And this kid, again, getting sick. Finally, the guy found one of my videos and he contacted me. And of course, I make an effort to call every single person back. And as we spoke about stuff, I'm like, well, look, and I always like to be really, really upfront and honest. And I told the guy, look, I'm not going to tell you that hydrogen is just going to make your boy's cancer go away. You know, I'm not going to tell you that because, you know, hydrogen, it does a bunch of wonderful and powerful things, but I'm never going to guarantee somebody something like this. I mean, his son is in really bad shape and he literally had tumors and things growing out of his arm and the flesh around it was dying. It just looked really, really bad. And the kid was in a lot of pain. So the guy was like, well, do you think the hydrogen would help at all though? And I was like, well, I personally think it would. I mean, we're talking about something as powerful as hydrogen. I'm like, yeah. And I said, if nothing else, at least your kid won't be sick, because he's always sick with all these treatments. And in Japan, when they use hydrogen in collaboration with like chemotherapy, for example, it's amazing. You should see, I have some videos with the information. It's unbelievable, because when you use chemotherapy, it's like taking a little ant farm and dropping a nuke on it just to try to like kill this little ant farm. You end up killing everything else around it. And that's the way chemotherapy is. It causes a lot of secondary and cellular death, which hydrogen can protect from. So that's something that's really, really important. And so when they use the hydrogen with the chemotherapy, they're actually able to protect the cells, and people oftentimes not even get sick, or will minimize their sickness significantly. And they end up getting better results in the end, even from the chemotherapy, to the point where oftentimes they actually can use less chemo. So they don't even have to use the same amounts, and it's more effective, and the people's cancer is less likely to come back. So those are what they've observed in Japan. So anyway, this boy, he started using the hydrogen, and his father did notice that he started not getting sick with all these treatments. So that was really a positive thing, and you know, really, really good. But then one of the more interesting stories was one day he was really not doing well at all. And so what ended up happening was he ended up having to go to the emergency room. And when he went over there, there's these new rules and laws, and I don't know exactly what's going on, but they apparently had forced the father to give the child chemo. They're like, okay, you don't have a choice really in this. And so they kept the child in the hospital. And this is where the interesting part of the story comes in. They said they were going to give him like five different types of chemo, I believe, four or five. But one of them that the father wasn't aware of is they did a spinal tap. And when they did it, they stick this needle in the back, and I don't know how much you know about the blood-brain barrier, how you have this spinal fluid in your back, and it goes to your brain. And in this kid, they put chemotherapy right into a spinal fluid. Now, I don't know if you know how bad that is, but God. I mean, you know, your body protects you from things going into your spinal fluid. It's called the blood-brain barrier, and your body protects you from that. That's why when people have like cancer in the brain, it's very difficult to give them treatment, because when you give them the medicine, the body will block it, and it won't allow the medicine to go past the blood-brain barrier. So it makes it very difficult. So they put chemo into this poor kid's back, into the spinal fluid, and of course they were trying to get the medicine, well, the chemo to the brain. And when he was all done and the father was driving home, he said that by the time he got home, he said, it wasn't my son anymore. He's like this. He was just like a zombie. You know, his eyes were totally dilated, partially rolling into the back of his head. You know, the jaw dropped open. I mean, just totally out of it. And if you understand hydrogen and something like chemotherapy, I already knew what was going on. He's having major oxidative stress that the chemo causes to the brain. And I was thinking immediately, I'm like, get this kid on hydrogen inhalation. And thank goodness the father had remembered what I would have suggested, because that's what he did. He had the device that I use, because it's the one that I recommend, simply because it's the best there is. And he had the device. He put his son on the hydrogen inhalation the moment he got home. And he does a 30-minute session. And after the 30 minutes, he called me and told me this story. It was so amazing. He said after the 30 minutes, his son was completely back. He was totally back to normal, went back to bouncing off the walls and running around. And I was like, man, it just shows you. I mean, if he hadn't had that hydrogen, I don't know what that kid would end up being like. You know, it's just going to ruin him. The chemo is just going to destroy this poor kid's body. You know, So that to me just really showed the real power of hydrogen, how it helped his son on that day.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and you mentioned,
yes, absolutely. And you know, you talk about how it's so powerful to drink the hydrogen. And you were telling me, you know, if you could get like 2 liters of it daily into your body, that's awesome. But one of the key things that you just mentioned was the inhalation, because that goes right through the blood-brain barrier into the brain. And I mean, so we really should be doing both, right?
That's exactly
drinking
right.
Drinking and the inhalation.
My research has led me to that. Yes, the combination, because they both have their own benefits. So, you know, it's a lot like, I think the best example I could ever come up with was like exercise and proper diet. If you only have a really good diet, that's great. Or if you only do exercise, that's great. But if you do the combination of the proper healthy diet with the proper amount of exercise, you just are going to do so much better when you do the combination. And that's the same thing with hydrogen water and the hydrogen inhalation. So yeah,
okay,
both is ideal.
Okay. So what are, you know, just some benefits of drinking it, and then what are some of the inhalation?
Okay, so here's the interesting part. Even science doesn't completely understand exactly how it all works. I mean, they've learned a lot, but there's still a lot to learn. But I personally think I know the why one works one way and why the other one works the other way. So I'll explain it kind of briefly, because
okay.
This is what science has observed. They've noticed that the hydrogen water tends to work better than the hydrogen gas inhalation. But the scientists found that really odd, because the hydrogen inhalation gives you much higher numbers and levels of hydrogen. So they're like, why would the much lower levels within water work better? It didn't make any sense to them, you know, at first. But I really meditated on it a lot and thought about it deeply, and I finally think I discovered the answer. This is why I think the hydrogen water tends to work better. Because if I had to choose one, by the way, hydrogen water or inhalation, if I just had to choose one, I would definitely choose the hydrogen water. And then the inhalation is secondary. It's super awesome, and you really want to do it. But if you just didn't have it, you know, if you could only pick one, I would pick the water hands down. But this is the reason I think the water works better. Because one of the things that people don't realize is that in order for your body to run properly and function properly, your body has to be properly hydrated. This is the latest science that's coming out on hydration. If you're not properly hydrated, your cells don't even work right. And if your cells aren't working right, you know, there's a whole like domino effect that begins to happen. So your cells have to be properly hydrated. But what also happens with a lot of people, specifically the elderly people, what ends up happening is you can drink a lot of water and you're still not properly hydrated. In fact, my mom is kind of a really interesting story, because she just was having trouble feeling hydrated all the time. She would get dizzy. She'd felt dehydrated, and she would drink water and it just wasn't enough. So she was trying to drink things like Gatorade and stuff like that. But of course, those things aren't good for you. And I would tell my mom, I'm like, Mom, that, you know, those things aren't good for you. She says, I know, but I don't feel right unless I drink them. I'm just not getting hydrated by having normal water. So what I ended up finding out about hydrogen water is that it's the most hydrating substance known to man. It's super hydrating. This is one of the reasons that it's so amazing for athletes, because it hydrates your cells. And so my theory about why hydrogen water works better is because, first of all, it hydrates you like nothing else. And that way your body can begin to run on all cylinders, as you say. And that's kind of a chain reaction or domino effect that begins to happen. Now, granted, the hydrogen water also does a bunch of other amazing things. From, for example, like acting as an antioxidant. You know, so you're able to penetrate the cell. So there's these tiny little cells we call a mitochondria. You know, if you get oxidative stress within the cell, it won't function properly. And people don't realize that antioxidants come in different sizes. So when you hear of things like CoQ10 or glutathione or vitamin C, all those different antioxidants are different sizes. And if I wish I had a chart for you and a picture to show you, but hopefully you can understand with just my words, they're such a large size. If you were to look at them next to like your mitochondria, they would never be able to penetrate the mitochondria. They're too big. It's like getting, you know, a gigantic sumo wrestler into a little Mini Cooper. You know, it's probably even worse than that. It's like getting an elephant into a Mini Cooper. It won't fit. Where hydrogen is super tiny. It's like probably taking like a little mouse, and it can easily get in the car or whatever. But the point is that the hydrogen is such a tiny antioxidant that it can go right into the heart of the cell. And if there's any oxidative stress, which oxidative stress, or also what they call ROS, you know, like reactive oxygen species, this oxidative stress, which leads to, by the way, over 90% of all diseases, and it also is attributed to aging. So as we age, we have more oxidative stress, but it's a form of oxygen. So what's interesting is that this hydrogen will go in there and it can literally bind to this form of oxygen and turn to water. So now it hydrates you from the inside out. And it got rid of this, you know, this damaging oxygen that was in your body, this ROS. So it's just like brilliant. You know, it's so simple, but yet so brilliant. A lot like water, you know, water doesn't seem like much, but we wouldn't have anything that's, you know, no life here if there wasn't water, you know, but it's something so simple like H2O. It's just really strange, you know, the way the whole thing works.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah,
so
I'm reminded
kind of your question.
Yeah, it really did, because I remember a couple years ago when we moved, Alan was just like I could tell he was really dehydrated. And he was drinking loads of water, Gatorade, everything, and he was still dehydrated. So we ended up going to the emergency room, and of course they gave him a bag of fluids, and that helped. But still, the water, all that water that he drank, it just really didn't do it. But now with you explaining that, it just really makes sense. And I hope it's made sense to all the listeners today, too. I mean, just, you know, and we could go on and on forever. I mean, because Greg has so much information inside of him, and what I would advise is that you would contact him over at uprising144k@gmail.com. schedule a time for a consultation, and he will work with you, talk to you even more about your particular situation, give you the information about the machine on where to get it, and even the protocol. I mean, because the protocol is key, like you said, Greg, on how to take this, because there's you don't want to mess this up. And it's not hard, though. It's not hard. It's pretty easy, as you see on some of your videos. But it needs to be, you know, they need to talk to you, really, before they start going with all this.
Absolutely. And remember when I was talking to you, kind of shifting gears a little bit, but I went back to reverting back to one of your original questions, where I was talking about how you can talk to water and how it responds. And there was this Japanese fella who basically, you know, proved that it was true, and he was able to measure it. And it kind of brings you back to another story. Do you remember when, have you heard of people who like talk to their plants and they love their plants?
Yes. And they grow.
And how their plants.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so it just shows you that water really does respond to our emotions, to our words, you know, even to our thoughts. That's what they were proving, you know, having kind, loving thoughts. I mean, just think about your brain. If you have stressful thoughts, your body reacts with all sorts of negative, you know, like you start getting the stomach cramping, and, you know, they've proven in science that when you have a lot of stress, it's really bad for us. I mean, somebody could just drop dead of a heart attack just because they're too stressed out, you know. So their emotional state is affecting the water, your body, this temple, you know, this body that you're currently inhabiting. And one of the funner stories was one of my friends, his daughter, she was doing a science fair at her school. And he had contacted me. He goes, hey, would you mind if we did use some hydrogen water for her science fair, because she wants to do a science project? I'm like, I don't mind at all. That'd be great. And so she ended up doing the thing where she was watering plants with normal water or with hydrogen water. And you should have seen the difference. The plants love the hydrogen water. So much life in it. They grow so much better. And, you know, people don't even realize. Remember I was saying that hydrogen is how it functions as an antioxidant?
Yes.
And you should see what it does for diabetes too. But let's stick to this one just for a second. When you grow, and this is actually an interesting scientific fact, when you grow food organically, as compared to food that is grown with pesticides, when they measure the levels of antioxidants within the food, the organic food has much higher levels of antioxidants. So there's this link and correlation. Again, I'm hoping in the future they will literally have hydrogen farms where they're just all the food, all the plants are getting this hydrogen water and making a superfood without the pesticides, you know, and so we can be very strong and healthy. It would just be so amazing. We could do so many amazing things with this technology. It's mind-blowing. But our
bodies, you know. Oh my gosh, that's an awesome idea. It really, really is. You should write that down and just pray over that. I believe God is going to give you more on that, and perhaps even the funds to, you know, acquire some land and to be able to do that. My gosh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
It's
because
so
like you
and
said.
You should see, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say that, you know, the body is, you know, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So who is in
Absolutely.
You? You know, what are you putting into your body, you know? Good or bad?
Absolutely.
It's going to happen. So
I'm totally,
yeah, go ahead.
I'm totally with you on that one. I feel like people don't realize, you know, how much love we show when we show love to ourselves. I mean, gosh, that's again, it's back to scripture. It's like love neighbors as yourself. It's like, are you
as
really
yourself?
Loving yourself? You know?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so you have to love yourself and give yourself the clean water, you know, eliminate the bad foods, eat some good ones, spend a little more on organic food. I mean, there's just not too much more important than your temple, you know? So then therefore, when you're in a good place, you can be better to others, you know? And that's really where it all begins. But yeah, in order for us to have our health, you should see, it's one of my videos, one of my most favorite videos, which is probably one of my most suppressed videos. Ever since I started trying to share it, it's so suppressed, you can't find it. I mean, you literally, even if I typed the exact title in, it won't pop up anymore. And it used to pop up number one when
wow.
nobody knew what to look for. But it's a great video where I literally show a live blood analysis of a woman. And then you show what her blood looks like. And then you put her on the water that I make from the exact same device. They gave this woman water. And then they did the live blood analysis again. And you should see the difference. I mean, it is dramatic. You don't need to be a scientist to know the difference. You see the energy that is in the water. And then you know, seeing is believing, because you really see the difference in the blood. And of course, remember that another Bible verse where it says life is in the blood. I mean,
life
you should
is
feel
in
the
blood.
Life, that hydrogen.
Yep. Yes.
And so you
there's
should see,
power in the
see
blood.
The dramatic difference. there is. I mean, it's amazing stuff. And I mean, if you don't get it to a limb, you're going to lose that limb. You know, if you're not getting blood to your arm, you're going to lose that arm, because it's literally the life, you know, the life source within your body, you know, this blood being carried around everywhere.
Amen.
And so hydrogen is really the key. You know, you can have water and that's amazing, but it's the sun that hits the water and helps everything. So it's a combination of the sun, which is basically almost all hydrogen, and then water, which is mostly hydrogen, and then a little bit of oxygen, you know, to make it all work. You know, and I even have funny little theories about that, but I guess I won't go into that right now. We'll see if you have any other questions, because there's so much to cover. I have fun with this, though. We could talk for hours. You're probably going to lose a lot of viewers, because they're like,
you guys are
just going to go on and on about this.
No. Well, because, people are concerned about what they're eating today. They're becoming more aware, you know, of the GMO, genetically modified foods. You know, they're becoming more aware that doctors, you know, I was in the medical field too, Greg, and I tell you, in the medical field, they did not teach us anything about alternative medicine, you know, functional medicine,
right.
Things like using herbs and H2O, you know, it was all based on pharmaceutical, you know, and how much, if you prescribe this, how much of a bonus or tickets to the Panthers game or whatever that, you know, will give you two tickets, box, you know, tickets. I mean, this is for real. And so people are becoming aware of their surroundings, aware of doctors. Yes, there are a lot of great doctors out there. They really, really are, that really, really care. And they're in it because they have a love for people, just like Greg has a love for people to see them healthy and whole again. You know, when you've been through a situation where, you know, you're on death's door, like Greg, you know, you basically are now on a mad search of what can help me now. And of course, prayer changes all things. Oh my gosh, it really does. And it draws you closer to him. And then finding this machine, where would they get this machine?
Yeah, so the most reliable source, because you have to be careful out there, believe it or not, there's been people who've tried to make fake ones, which is just crazy to me. But the actual reliable source of the Japanese company in the United States, the website is www.holyhydrogen.com. And what a name, holyhydrogen.com.
Oh my gosh.
You know, they realize that it's something very sacred and something, you know, amazing. But yeah, it's just, and they have it all as one word, you know, holyhydrogen.com. And then, you know, if you want to find me, you just go to YouTube and type in the Uprising 144K, you know, and of course my, my email is uprising144k@gmail.com. So
yeah, I would suggest people get a hold of you ASAP on that. You know, consult with him, find out, you know, what's best for you, and you know, start right away. I'm looking forward to it. Al and I talked about getting this machine with the inhalation, and you know, for our children and friends as well. I know so many people that just need to be on this because they've tried, like you did, Greg, and ourselves, I mean, tried so many things and, you know, nothing has really worked. I mean, there's some companies out there, you know, that have pills, you know, where they hack the body, you know, where you go in but it's nothing like what God created. Nothing like it at all.
Absolutely. And the latest scientists who really understand hydrogen, and this is the same conclusion I came to, they see all the different things that it does. Because, I mean, the list is so long, I could literally probably talk about at least an hour of just everything that it does. And they start realizing you don't even need supplements because you got one supplement that does this, one supplement that does that. Hydrogen pretty much does it all. And that's what I found out saved me a ton of money because then all I had to do is I got on hydrogen, I got on clean water. And then pretty much my only goal was to eliminate things that were hurting me that I was consuming. And then just make sure to get proper levels of nutrition, you know, which I do with, I don't recommend multivitamins too often only because the absolute latest research, I'm always on the cutting edge of all the latest research. And there was a long research study done where it shows that they're just not super bio available to our body. And one of the beautiful things about hydrogen is it appears to actually help with the absorption of nutrients. And so one of the things that I use is I use a product called Raw Meal, but just simply because if you look at the ingredients of it, they're all food. All of it's organic foods. And it's just a simple powder. And I put this in a smoothie that I make in the mornings. And it just gives you all the nutrients that you need. It's like a multivitamin, except it's in food form. It's not synthetic. It's just, you know, organic, non-GMO foods. That's all it is. There's not one ingredient in it that's not food. And so that's worked really well for me. And I've even gone as far as getting my blood work to make sure that I'm not deficient in anything. Because people don't realize that deficiencies are a really big problem in America. Easily over 90% of people are deficient in something. And the science shows that if you're deficient in something, it typically leads to some form of disease, some medical problem. And so the things I tackle are, you know, proper hydration, proper nutrients. Hydrogen definitely goes into helping both of those, hydrating the body and helping your body get the proper absorption of the nutrients. I mean, it's really not incredibly complicated, and it's not even incredibly expensive. You know, you don't need to go to all these doctor visits and emergency room visits. I mean, all that will cost you a fortune. And in the end, they really don't do much. It's kind of sad, but they don't really do much for you.
Well, exactly. They really don't. No, not at all. You know, because today, if you look at the soils, you know, biblical time, it was, you know, allow the soils to rest for at least 7 years and then you can go back to it, you know, rotating. But they do not do that today. So now, of course, you have all the problems. And, you know, you hit something with absorption. A lot of times, if you're not absorbing your food, malnutrition or whatever, they recommend an enzyme. Yeah. But now, I mean, if you're, you know, taking the hydrogen water, utilizing that, well, now that's going to help you to absorb. And one key that you really hit on, because, you know, the statistics are absolutely off the charts in regards to leaky gut. You know, a lot of people are going to, you know, the keto diet, the paleo diet, all these diets and so forth.
Yes,
but if we just heal the gut and where you said hydrogen, basically, if I understood this right, is manufactured or something like that in the gut.
Yes, that's exactly. Well, it's made in two places. It's made in the gut, and it's also in a very tiny little amount. It's made in the cells when the cells produce energy. But the majority is made in the gut. And one of the beautiful things, this is another one of my theories as to why the water works better than the hydrogen gas inhalation. Again, I'm not saying that there's no benefit from the inhalation. There definitely is. But the water does unique things. And when you make what I call nano bubbles, which this particular device does, it causes the hydrogen to stay in the water longer than any other way of making hydrogen. And so when you drink it, the water is going through your body, carrying this hydrogen to the deepest parts of your body. But when it makes it to your gut, you should see what hydrogen does for the gut. I mean, it's absolutely mind-blowing from being an anti-inflammatory, because when we get a lot of gut inflammation, we don't even notice it. We don't have any real pain or anything. We get inflammation in the gut. A lot of it comes from pesticides. A lot of it just comes from certain foods. And when you get this constant inflammation, it literally causes the issues you were talking about things like leaky gut. So it just destroys your gut. And then we're not feeding the proper gut bacteria, the ones that make the hydrogen, the ones that help the body heal in so many ways, even producing, like somebody was asking me about depression the other day, and because they wanted to get on antidepressants, which I'm not really for that kind of stuff. But hydrogen is now showing that there's specific markers that are tested in regards to how antidepressants can work in the brain, or how, or when people are depressed, and how hydrogen literally can, it appears that it can actually help even with depression and with the brain chemistry of the brain. And it's all linked to the gut. And I mean, I've seen people, it's really wild, people who are like, let's say lactose intolerant or gluten intolerant, they get on hydrogen and they'll heal their gut so much, all of a sudden they can eat those foods again. It's crazy.
Wow.
I mean, that's
oh
how
my
amazing.
Gosh.
Super amazing for the gut. Too many people have gut issues these days. So yeah, hydrogen's just absolutely amazing for it. In fact, you know what it appears that's going on, and this will come out more later, but I recently found some really cutting edge research, that it appears that the gut bacteria, the good ones, love to eat hydrogen. So they use it as food. They love it.
Wow.
And that's why they just grow so abundantly. And then, of course, hydrogen appears to be an anti-inflammatory. So it brings down the inflammation of the gut. So that way you can, again, not only heal it, but be able to get proper absorption of nutrients. So it's just, it does so many, it's like, it's literally like a Holy Spirit or a Holy Ghost or angels, you know, that's the way I look at it, because it's like the spirit that comes into the body and it just helps to heal. There's literally no negative side effects from the hydrogen. It doesn't do anything bad in the body. It literally appears to be something holy, which is ironic because that website called Holy Hydrogen, I thought, man, they're on the same page as I am. They only... You know, it's funny because you'll find websites that have like, I don't know, 20, 30 different products. They got the hydrogen pills, they got these hydrogen sticks, all these garbage products that are actually, they don't work very well and they're actually toxic for you. And the thing I love about this company is they're so adamant about only carrying the best. So they don't carry 20 different products. They only carry one. They're like, there's only one good machine. There's another machine that's actually pretty decent, but it costs $12,000. And it's just way, way too expensive. And it's still not as good. You know, this one that we're talking about, it's under $2,500. So, and it does the water and the inhalation. And it's the only one that's actually truly engineered and made in Japan, which is really interesting. They only make one good machine over there. So that's kind of odd. Most of the other machines are all made in China and Korea, and they really lack the proper technology to do it correctly. But that's besides the point. They're, you know, learning about machines and how to extract the hydrogen properly is a whole other conversation in itself. It took me a long time to figure that out. A lot of studying for years.
Wow. So. Yeah, and I'll tell you, we really appreciate your studying, your research, because, you know, how many times have you – you know, listen to a program like this and they're like, okay, you know, just get the product and this and that, but yet they don't have the total background. They don't share with you how to take it, what to do, have the consultation. And you are that man, you know, you are the hydrogen man, you know, so we so appreciate that. And I want to hear from everybody that's listening today. I want to hear from you via email, whatever. Just let us know how you enjoyed listening to Greg. If you have any questions, I really advise that you contact him again at uprising144k@gmail.com. The consultation is $99. That's if you want to have that consultation, you have a lot of things going on. He will be able to, man, he's got a great listening ear, as well as to guide you in the right area. And it is worth it. You know, instead of going out to dinner this weekend, put that money aside. I'm serious, because, you know, when you don't feel good, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll do it. And so I advise that you get a hold of Greg and schedule your appointment. Have an email him, okay, at the Gmail account. Check out his videos on YouTube. Of course, his channel is uprising144k at Gmail, or at Gmail, that's your email, but 144k at the channel. And then our channel, too, Upfront in the Prophetic. Share the video, okay, because when this goes around, people are being educated, okay? And not only that, I mean, Greg has several links on his pages where you can go to click on Amazon, a link from Amazon for, like, say, a filter, a water filter, and he gets, you know, funds for that. It helps him with the channel because, like he said, you know, he spends, I mean, look, we're at an hour and a half now, almost on the line here. He spends 8, 9, 10 hours a day counseling people, and a lot of times, most of the times, for free. And this is education that you're not going to get at your doctor's office. I guarantee that. So if you're looking for a radical change in your life, because this is something God created for us, you know, so it's not going to harm us. So contact him. And is there anything else that you wanted to make note to the listeners today before we head off, Greg?
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, there's a few things. One thing I was going to mention just because of what you were saying is I actually educate a lot of doctors and physicians in this technology. So if you have any, like, doctors or naturopathic doctors or physicians listening that want to be educated because, hey, they're dealing with sick people all the time. So it's good for them to know about this powerful tool that they can use. And they're actually primarily the people who contact me on a regular basis, but I'm happy to educate them and help them out. And then, of course, everybody else can also contact. But the one thing that I urge people to do, just because of all the suppression that's happening lately, which, to be honest, it really bothers me, is the only way to get around that is word of mouth. So people who are listening to
this,
don't be afraid to share this with friends, with family, with people at your church, whoever. We've got to share this information with people. And they can't suppress people talking to people. You know, they can't do that. They can suppress my channel. They can suppress my videos. But as long as you share this information with others, and if you share with others and they have questions, they can contact me, you know. And if there's pastors, for example, to churches, I think it's important that they know about it too, because they can share
absolutely.
With their whole congregation, you know. And then all those people can share it with other people. And I just think that this is the only way that it's really going to get out, because otherwise they're going to keep blocking all this information and people are not going to know about it. So I really urge people to share this information with others. I just think that that's the only way we're going to really end up, you know, around this whole suppression thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're finding that out with Twitter and, you know, YouTube, Facebook, and all those platforms. That's why it's so important.
And they can find me on Twitter, too.
Good. Okay.
The
Hydrogen Man?
Yeah, I think on Twitter it's just Hydrogen Man.
Okay,
you should be able to find me on there with that. Because I just started doing Twitter. You know, to be honest, I'm not a big computer guy. I'm not really good at computers and all that kind of stuff. But you know, I'm trying to, because that's where everybody's at, right? Everybody's online. And so yeah, I'm on Twitter. You guys can find me there and email me. And let's get this, you know, shared with people, because people have a lot to learn about how to improve their lives and they just don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I wanted to see if my husband had a question too. He has basically been on the road, and just wanted to make sure before we close this out that if he had a question that he could go ahead and answer it. Hey, babe, are you there?
I'm here. I'm enjoying the program. You know, the thing keeps coming to me. This is a no-brainer. I mean, really, if people want to take care of them, and you know, and not only is it, you know, why not take care of your body before there's a problem? Preventive maintenance, preventive, you know, I mean, you don't have to wait until you're sick to have the hydrogen thing, you know, I mean, and it's
a really good point.
There's so many benefits. I mean, thinking about the free radicals and everything else that's going on in our world that attacks your body. But, you know, like I said, this is no brainer. Sign up. I mean, we're going to do it.
Amen. Amen.
You know, a lot of people...
Talk a little bit about that. Yeah, go ahead. Greg, Alan mentioned, you know, the preventative medicine. This is the
absolutely.
Tool, isn't it?
It is. It literally, to me, of everything I've ever seen, this is probably the best thing you can do for preventative care. And even I don't know if you know this, but even NASA is looking into this. A lot of people don't realize. I'll give you a few statistics that are fascinating. When astronauts go to outer space, they're exposed to such a large amount of radiation. And they literally, the exposure that they get in 24 hours is the same amount of exposure that you get to radiation here on Earth. It takes you 6 months to get that same exposure, and they get it in 24 hours, you know, up there in outer space. So they've seen how hydrogen is so highly protective against radiation. I mean, it's protective against anything. That's why I call it like the Holy Ghost or like an angel that watches over us, because it protects you like nothing I've ever seen. And I literally have some scans on one of my videos on my channel where it literally shows you what cells look like with when they bombard them with chemotherapy. And then I have another image where they bombard them with chemotherapy, but they also gave the hydrogen. It is night and day. It's like, you almost can't believe it. It's almost unbelievable. That's why when I read the scientific literature, it took me almost 3 years before I even thought about trying it. Cause I thought it was some type of scam. I'm like, this can't be possible. It's too good to be true, you know? Mm-hmm. And yet it's true. It's so remarkable. So yeah, even NASA's looking into it. You know, those guys are scientists. They know what they're looking at, and they're definitely considering this to protect astronauts because they suffer from a lot of medical problems when they go to outer space. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, I never knew that.
And you know what's really cool is you don't have to go to Japan for this.
That's true. You know, that's a really good point. You know, a lot of people don't know how this was kind of discovered. But have you guys ever heard of a place called Lourdes, France? Or Lourdes, France?
Lourdes.
Mm-hmm. This is an interesting place. Yeah, you have heard of it.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so this is a place where a lot of Christians or Catholics go because they believe that there's this water over there that if you drink it, you will heal. A lot of people don't know that the Vatican has their own scientists. They have their own doctors. And they did see numerous amounts of people who were being healed by the water, and they couldn't understand it. So different countries actually sent their scientists over there, America being one of them. And they studied the water. And it was kind of funny and amusing because when they were done researching the water, they said, there's nothing special about this water. H2O, and that's all there is to it. So they're thinking this must be some powerful placebo effect. There's no scientific validity, but they totally missed it because hydrogen is so tiny that it's really hard to detect. And it ended up being the Japanese scientists, because they sent them over there also. And when they were testing the water, it took them forever because they didn't give up like the Americans. They're like, there's something here. We know it. We got to keep looking. And then they eventually discovered that there was high levels of hydrogen. Specifically molecular hydrogen within the water. And they were like,
wow.
Why would that do anything? And that's how all this research really began. In Japan, they started simulating this water. They started making it in a lab and giving it to animals. And then they began to see the amazing things that it was doing. In fact, one of the guys involved in that project, he stopped all of his research just to focus on hydrogen. He goes, this stuff is too amazing. It's going to change the world. And that's how all this began. And that's why this device that I'm using, this Japanese device, literally is from all the accumulated knowledge, just millions of dollars spent and numerous man hours from people researching this topic to figure out exactly how to use hydrogen so that it's going to be the most effective to improving your health. So it all started with this place out in Lourdes, France. And it reminds me of what your husband said, because when you have this device at home, I mean, think about it. When you have to go to Lourdes, France, you got to like catch a flight, you know, which is super expensive. And then you go and you have to get a hotel and you do all this stuff. It's like, woo, you know, you drink water for like a day or two. And it's like, honestly, that's not going to do the crazy things that it can do when you use it over time. But when you have a device like this at home, it's like you literally have your own natural spring of this magical water, you know? So it's just, it's exciting to be able to have something like this in your home. So that was a really good point that Alan, I think, was making. You know, can you imagine? It's like you having this magical spring of water at your home. That's incredible.
Oh,
you don't
come
have to go
on
to Japan
now.
Or Lourdes, France.
That's awesome. That's
I mean, it's
awesome.
Exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
You'll spend more on a weekend.
Yeah, it's definitely
exciting.
You know, to know how to take care of your body and feeling good. And like you said, you know, when you have the joy, you know, we call it the joy of the Lord, but when you have joy in your life that, you know, you can enjoy your grandkids, your kids, your family. You're not a downer because everybody, I can't go here and I can't do this because I'm sick or whatever. You know, I mean, but I would
tell
listeners, definitely, you guys out there, pray for Greg, because not everybody, especially the pharmaceutical companies, are not always happy to hear that we have something like this. So make sure you pray for him. You know, I don't know if people track, and I'm not trying to put fear out there, but there have been a lot of naturopathic doctors down in Florida have come up. You know what I mean. So just lift him up in prayer. He's got a great product, and he's doing a great service to humanity, I believe.
Thank you so much for that, because it really has gotten, the more that people find out about me, it seems like the more crazy things have been happening to me or my channel. And, you know, even drones flying around my place at night lately, which has been really weird. I don't know why there's drones flying up to my windows with lights. It's just the whole thing's been really nutty ever since I started getting more exposure and people finding out about me and then finding out about hydrogen. So I do appreciate the prayers and the support from everybody. And my hope is that I can teach enough people and share this knowledge with enough people that even if I'm not around, the knowledge will still be here, you know? So that's kind
of the goal. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, we really appreciate you, Craig. We appreciate everything that you're doing. We will be praying for you. We're going to have your information on our website as well as up on YouTube for people to, you know, grab a hold of your information and to call you. And my gosh, and if anyone has any questions, needs prayer, please don't hesitate to contact us at upfrontintheprophetic@gmail.com. We would love to speak with you. We can always connect you with Greg as well. So, hey, with that, honey, anything else that you wanted to say?
No. It's a great show. Thank you so much, Greg, for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I thank you guys for reaching out to me and having me on the show and giving me this time to be able to share this knowledge with people. So thank you guys for that. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Well, hey, everybody, what a broadcast. Tell you what, head on over to YouTube and get this broadcast. Share this out with everybody that you know. My gosh, this is going to change your life. Al and I are looking forward to getting the machine ourselves. Maybe two of them, because I know me, I'll probably be hogging it all the time. So, but anyway.
She will hog it all the time. Let me tell you.
Anything that transforms the body, you know, just like what you said, Greg, you know, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and what we put into it. And God created all these things for a purpose. And again, I appreciate all the research that you've done and to just so freely give it to all those that are listening. God bless you, brother. And we'll be in contact this week. We appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you again. And you're very welcome. And maybe we'll even do it again sometime. I still have all sorts of knowledge if you guys ever want to hear more.
Oh, I tell you what. Yes, there's a part two coming. So everybody,
right.
Be aware of that.
We're definitely going to pick his brain. That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining us on Upfront in the Prophetic. And be alerted, subscribe, share, and we will be doing another segment two, with the Hydrogen Man. God bless you, everyone. Until next time.